This is Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Companies often give work to an outside business that can do the job for less money than their own employees could. This is called outsourcing. Outsourcing has become a political issue in the campaign for the American presidential election in November. Many companies in the United States have been moving jobs to countries where costs are much lower. Factory production jobs have moved away for years. But the jobs now also involve computer programming and other skills based on knowledge. Labor groups and workers are angry. They point to reports that say the United States has lost 2.5 million jobs since 2001. Most were jobs in manufacturing. Some states have lost more jobs than others. But no one seems to know for sure how many jobs left the country. There was a recession. Jobs were cut. Yet, so far, the economic recovery has produced fewer jobs than expected, so outsourcing has created an emotional debate. Lou Dobbs has a business news program on CNN television. He keeps a list of companies that have sent jobs to foreign countries. Almost every night, Mr. Dobbs talks about what he calls the exporting of America. Gregory Mankiw is the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors to President Bush. Recently, Mr. Mankiw said, outsourcing is probably good for the economy in the long term. He said it makes sense to import goods or services produced at lower cost. He called it just a new way of doing international trade. Most economists would probably agree, but Democrats and Republicans criticized Mr. Mankiw. He later apologized for having appeared to praise the loss of United States jobs. Criticism of outsourcing has led some people to condemn free trade. They argue that if jobs are lost to foreign countries, then America should seek protective measures. The Director General of the World Trade Organization does not see it that way. Supachai Panichpakti says one-third of all economic growth in the United States since 1990 resulted from international trade. Mr. Supachai says training and education can create new opportunities for workers. He says exports have helped create 5 million new jobs in America in the last 10 years. He says those jobs pay 10% above the average. This VOA Special English Economics Report